Well, welcome back, everyone, to Lobo Stadium. Eddie Richardson, along with Johnny Vaughn and head coach John King of the victorious Longview Lobos, has finally made his way up here after talking to all the Fox people and getting all the congratulations. But we're going to say it one more time. It took four full quarters against a very good team against Lufkin, but we prevailed.
Yeah, we did. Kids found a way to get it done. It was not very well played. I mean, I don't know if it's first game jitters or what. I mean, we definitely were out of sync, and you know, but Lufkin came ready to play. I mean, they are Lufkin, and they had their jaw set. And I know they were disappointed with the outcome, but can't be disappointed with the effort and the performance of their kids. We found a way to make a couple of plays at the end, you know, and win the ball game. You know, that second half, I think we played a little bit better, particularly offensively. Defense, we got tired. And, you know, we were out there so long. They just grinded the ball on us. You know, like I told everybody down there, I mean, it's maybe it's a wake-up call that we've needed. I mean, to win's one thing, but to play the way we played is another. And if the you know the truth of the matter is, we got to play better, and we've got to go back to work and find a way to get that done. And this was a tough opener, I can tell you, with what transpired last year with between the two teams and how it ended for them. And you know, it was a tough one, and no doubt about it, they did an excellent job of coaching. They, you know, Todd faked the field goal at the end of the first half, which was a gutsy call, and it was a good call with two with the ball in his hand, and they had some things they hadn't shown before, and they did a great job of scheming and attacking, and you know, I thought we did a good job of answering for the most part. I'll tell you, bright spot I will say was J.K. Martin, you know,
tonight. Yes.
Two field goals and kicked the ball off well. I think we punted, I don't remember, once or twice. I think
it was twice.
And rugby punt was not very good. But, you know, other than that, I thought it was a pretty good night for him.
He got the ball deep, well down, and you know, and they gave us good field position several times. They had a couple good run backs, but all in all, you're exactly right. He was a big key tonight.
But the last two kickoffs in particular, he kicked deep, and they had to catch it, and they couldn't run it out, you know, and he got it away from Titan Williams. So that was a nice kickoff. Yeah. I think you got to be pleased, though, with some of the big plays we made. We got an interception. We forced a fumble on Polk. We made a couple of big catches. Camden Perry had 12 catches tonight.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know we completed that many balls. Didn't feel like it at times. Felt like we were just snapping it on the ground and running around scramble drill a lot of times. But yeah, Camden, he's pretty good to have now. He's handy.
You know, Coach, it really, the first half especially, it reminded me so much of the scrimmage last week. We played good in spots, but then, you know, we let them do a few things. We held them scoreless, but, you know, and that's just part of the growth spurt of this thing.
Well, we didn't get challenged in offensive defensive lines like we did tonight, you know, last week. I mean, last week.
Right.
Even I was disappointed the way we ran the football. Last week, I'm very disappointed how we ran it tonight. It's not typical running style of Lobo offense. And you know, maybe that's, you know, how we're doing things. I mean, we're a little more diverse and not spending as much time on our power running game. We're going to have to get that fixed, because if we can run the ball steadily and with a lot of success, and that's going to make us hard to defend. But tonight, I mean, we run the ball on first down. We're playing second and 12.
Yeah.
You know, that's when's the last time that happened so many times in a night?
Rarely.
What did we end up with rushing? We get 100 yards tonight?
Between Anderson and Keelan Williams, I've got us with 116. But the first half, Jesse had only 22, and Keelan Williams had 15. So, that, you know, my stats sometimes aren't exactly right, but that's 37 yards. But the second half, we did a lot better, moved the ball better, but probably not as well as you'd like.
Not hardly. Yeah, not running. But, I mean, they play in a loaded box. I get it. And they got some good guys up front defensively. But, I mean, it's a combination of everything. It's not clicking. And we got to get it clicking from offensive lines, running backs, to the plays we call. We're going to have to do a little something different. And if we can get that done.
We were so close on several plays, especially with the quarterback when he would drop back and then.
I mean, we had some missed tackles. I don't think we – you know, the touchdown they got down here on the fumble snap. Yeah. I mean, Jeff and I come off the receiver. I mean, yeah. Left his receiver, which is a no-no, and went after the football. But, Tanique drew a tough assignment tonight. Polk's a good player. And, you know, he's tough to defend. But, you know, he got the big pick for us that we were able to, you know, seal the deal with.
Well, you know, I tell you, the huge crowd, and especially our crowd, especially the fourth quarter, I think that kept us going as well. And then the execution really picked up toward the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. And that's why we're going home with a victory.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's nice to win anytime you play Lufkin. And of course, with a night like tonight, with all the national television and just the whole pageantry that goes with this thing. I mean, it's been one heck of a production, and it's something our kids will remember forever. And, you know, we'll enjoy it like 7 or 9, and that's it. I mean, you can talk about it, I guess, with your grandkids sometime. win's a win, move on, and let's get back to work and play better.
All right. Well, Coach, we sure appreciate it. Okay. And big win, and looking forward to next Friday night.
You bet. Thank y'all.
All right. Thank you. Coach John King, head of the victorious Longview Lobos tonight, as they win 35-28, comeback win over the Lufkin Panthers. Send it back to Matt Morton. Matt, tremendous job as usual, week in, week out. So we'll send it back to you for 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and bid adieu to everyone.